Just as French people justified animosity with Beit al-Muqaddas with religious excuses, European countries expanded their penetration in Beit al-Muqaddas and Palestine under the pretext of supporting Christian factions and holy places. They did not care whether doing so would create or intensify conflicts among Christian factions. At first, France tried to take advantage of the achievements of the Catholic Church in Beit al-Muqaddas at the time of French governors to stabilize their position in this city. In the same line, some agreements were signed between French officials and Italian governors on the other hand, and Mamluk sultans on the other. In these agreements, the Franciscans were allowed to settle in Beit al-Muqaddas, and they had religious freedom just as God has commanded. While the Europeans tried to escalate the conflicts to Beit al-Muqaddas in order to reach their goals, Mamluk sultans and Ottomans intensified these conflicts before they were publicized at international level. To resolve these conflicts, the heads of Christian factions referred to Muslim sultans and governors of Beit al-Muqaddas and asked them to act as arbiters. Muslim governors started to supervise Christian churches. They took hold of the church keys and closed the church doors after Christians' worship finished. Europeans interfered in the issue of conflicts among Christian factions. One of these interferences was the verdict issued by Zahid ibn Khuf, Egypt's sultan, near the end of 14th century in order to resolve the conflict between Latin and Roman people. This verdict defended the rights of Latin Catholics in the intended regions in Beit al-Muqaddas while prohibited Roman Orthodox from violating the rights of Latin Catholics on the other hand. Sultan Ashraf Gaitbai, a conflict arose between Kurds and Latin people, the church, and they decided to divide it. In 1541, the conflict between Orthodox Christians and Germanus, Greek bishop, intensified, and Latin people took advantage of the opportunity to use the privileges granted to Francois I by Suleiman Kanuni. They practically came to this conclusion that Romans and Armenians had to leave the third dome of the Church of the Resurrection and give the candlesticks and lampshades to Franciscans. Only France was allowed to defend the rights of Latin Catholics in the Holy Land. But the fact that Catholic European countries were busy with civil wars encouraged Orthodox Christians to ask for their rights in the Church of the Resurrection. In the middle of the 17th century, they managed to force Sultan Murad IV to issue commands which led to the rage of Latin people, French king, and Pope Eleuprus VIII. Then Sultan Murad IV issued a new command which guaranteed the rights of Latin people. These kinds of diverse stances paved the way for more interference on the part of Europeans. As an example, France, which had stable relations with Ottoman government, tried to gain the agreement of the great Pope to Ottoman's support of Christians in their country. This support included citizens of Ottoman government, including Catholic Christians, Latin people, and Roman Orthodox Christians. But Ottoman government was against this decision. However, France used the situation created by the war over Russia, Austria, and Poland against Ottoman government to gain the support of this country. In this manner, Latin Catholic monks gained control of the holy places. In 1740, France signed a treaty with Ottoman government for the first time, which recognized the right of France to support the Christians living in Ottoman governorate, including Latin people, whether foreigners or citizens of this country. In the 19th century, the Crimean War occurred, which paved the way for the disintegration of Ottoman lands, including Beitul Muqaddas. Shortly afterward, this city was conquered and controlled by the British, which was just the preparatory step of the conquest of the city by the Zionists.